from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Agency opened, ultimately, what led you to choose the Sabres?
Yeah, thank you. It was a number of factors, I would say. And the more we thought about Buffalo, the more we really liked it and loved the opportunity here. I've always been a big fan of this hockey club and the players they had. So it got me excited, you know, playing with a lot of the opportunity to play with a lot of these guys, obviously. And could just tell the conversations with, you know, with Kevin that this was going to be a good fit and a situation where, you know, I think I see myself really helping the team. So I think it checked a lot of boxes and additionally a little bit closer to family too. So I think just pretty much checked every box. And the more we thought about it, the more excited we got.
What do you think you gained the last 2 years in Vancouver, getting more reps back at center and to play it at that level and to do it with, you know, the different guys that you were able to in different situations?
Yeah, it was a great experience in Vancouver. I loved my time there, played with a lot of great players for sure. And I think just, you know, more experience playing, you know, meaningful hockey games and down the stretch into the playoffs. And I mean, that's what the goal is. You want to win. You want to get in the playoffs and see what happens. So, yeah, loved my time there. Learned a lot from the coaching staff there. And hopefully be able to bring that experience with me and help this group.
Last one for you. Just overall, what was your reaction to the other guys that the Sabres signed? Obviously, you know Jason, but you know this team wants to become harder to play against. And you're part of that group that Kevin brought in to try to address that.
Definitely. I got excited seeing some of the other guys we brought in. Obviously, played with Jason in Pittsburgh and know what kind of guy he is. And one thing that always impressed me, I was a little bit younger when I was in Pittsburgh, but just watching him every night, how consistent he was and how much intensity he brought to the table every single night, in addition to obviously all the skill he brings. So, you know, really excited to play with him again and, yeah, familiar with Obe Kubel as well, mostly just battling against him over the years. So he was a guy who's always hard to play against. So fortunate to be on the same team as him now and excited to see what we can do together.
Thanks a lot.
Nice, Sam. Just, you know, the Canucks had a very quick turnaround last season after a rough season in 22-23. What lessons can you take maybe from what you experienced this past season and apply them to the Sabres with just how, you know, you guys were able to turn it around so quickly?
Yeah, I think I only got there the day before the season, but from what I could tell, the team had a great training camp and everyone was on the same page with the systems and how we were trying to play. And I think there was just collective buy-in. Everyone was on the same page. The message was pretty simple of how we were trying to play. And everyone bought in and everyone was accountable to one another for that standard. So I think once we gained some momentum, we started gaining confidence. And I think, yeah, we were just able to sustain that throughout, playing the right way, you know, starting in our own end and just the details all over the ice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hi, Sam. Excuse me, Mike Herring from the Buffalo News here. I want to delve a little more into Jason, if you would. Tell me a little bit about the skill set you saw. A guy who scored 30 goals in this league, is what impresses you about his ability on the offensive side?
Yeah, I think if you just watch a lot of the goals he scores, it's, you know, high skill level, but also the hockey IQ and the awareness of knowing where to be at the right time. And then I think, like I said before, I've always just been impressed with his compete level and the intensity he brings every single day to the rink. So he scores a lot of goals that, you know, areas that guys don't want to go to around the net. And, you know, he's not afraid to mix it up and just competes all over the ice. He was a player I always looked up to when I was in Pittsburgh and admired his compete level.
The Sabres have been a team that have struggled in the faceoff circle for several years running now, and I would imagine they want you to help in that area. When you think of faceoffs, how much of it is, you know, execution and strategy, and how much of it is just pure mentality?
I'd say it's mostly mentality. There's definitely a strategy that goes into it, especially if you're facing the same guys over and over. You start trying different things. But, yeah, a lot of it's just timing and knowing what you can get away with and what you can't get away with. And so, yeah, I think a lot of it just comes down to experience and mentality.
Thank you.
Hi, Sam. Welcome to Buffalo. I just wanted to ask you, how much does it help you where it's not just you? You've got guys like Malenstein and Abe Cabell and Dennis Gilbert and Clifton, who's already here, and you're very familiar with him with the Bruins and now with Buffalo. How much does that maybe help Thompson and Cousins and Quinn and Tuck, you know, knowing that you guys have their back? And it's not just one of you that has it. It's not just you. You've got other guys that you all have each other's backs. Does that make a huge difference?
I think so. I envision our team being, you know, a team that sticks together and competes hard for one another. So I'm excited to, you know, to get everyone together and you know, start to build that chemistry. But it's it means a lot to have, you know, all those names you mentioned and a lot of the higher end skill guys. I think, you know, there's no reason we can't piece it together and have a lot of success this year.
Hi there, Sam. Congrats on the contract. What has Lindy talked to you about, and has he discussed your role with the team? And how comfortable are you with getting heavy defensive zone starts?
Yeah, that's definitely what I expect, and something that I think I can bring to the table. And I think just the versatility wherever the team needs me, I'm willing and able to be put in those situations. And I think I could definitely help with the penalty kill and just bring my speed and energy every single night. I think, kind of wherever I'm placed is where I'm comfortable. And so, yeah, just excited for starting to build our team game. And that's one of the things Lindy's talked about is just, you know, how we want to play as a group and just being hard to play against. And, you know, starts with playing hard in our own end and you know, tracking back hard. So, excited to get things running and seeing what we can do.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate it.
Sam, you didn't get the chance mostly early in your career, but the last 2 years now you've played 20 playoff games between Toronto and Vancouver. What were some of your takeaways of those experiences and just that can help you going forward with a team that hasn't been in playoffs in a long time?
Yeah, just you take away the intensity level and just how much fun it is playing at that time of year. It's, you know, you still get goosebumps thinking about playing in some of those buildings in Toronto and especially this year being in Vancouver. You know, it's just I've never heard an arena that loud. And I can tell, you know, Buffalo is a place where I remember as a kid seeing the teams that had a lot of success in, you know, the 2000s. And you can just tell the city really gets behind the team and is really craving it, you know, playoff hockey around here. So, Yeah, I think it's when it's most fun, and that's what the goal is. That's what we're looking forward to.
What was it like watching Edmonton, you know, get all the way to Game 7 of the Cup when, you know, essentially in Vancouver, you guys were close to getting them?
Yeah, it was. I mean, that was just really good at hockey at the end of the day, but a little tough to watch for sure. A little, a little bittersweet, but knowing you were that close. But, Florida obviously had a great team, and, you know, congrats to them. But, I think the margin is just so slim, separating teams that, you know, when you get to that level, that stage of the game. So, it's tough to be that close, but I think it makes you that much hungrier knowing you're right there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.